Shir and Nefesh HaChaim.
So we're doing Perek Gimel, Shar Al Perek Gimel, on page Dalet. Says Nefesh HaChaim, he explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave person the ability to build many, many worlds and destroy, God forbid, many, many worlds. And the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his name Elikim, Elikim teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to create and destroy, and he does create and keeps the world going every single second. So to our mitzvahs, does the same thing. Our mitzvahs create worlds and allow the worlds to live, and God forbid, if somebody does an Avera, it takes away the power of the world, as we'll soon see. Cain, so too, says Nefesh HaChaim. The Dimyon Zeh, with this parallel to the Yachol, Baruch Hu Yisbaruch HaSa Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person. V'shalitoi, and let him dominate al ribei rivvoi in kolichis v'ilam et emes bar, on hundreds of thousands of worlds without account. U'mesorim v'yodhi, and put him in his hand. She'ehehu amadar b'vam anem goyisai. A person is the one that is in charge and leads those worlds, oysam. Al pi kol pratit nuos ma'asav, with all of his actions, all the movements of his actions, the diburov and his speech, u'machshavosav and his thoughts. V'chol tzidri hanhaga oysav v'im l'tayv v'ilehe p'chav v'shalom. Meaning, every act does something. Think about a person when he does acts, right? What does it do to the blood? You get up, it raises the blood pressure. The blood pressure goes up and down, the heartbeat. Anybody who was ever by a hospital and saw the machines going up and down, up and down and up and down and up and down. Those things in the spiritual sense are happening every second according to the person's actions. He b'maisa v'dibur v'machshavayis v'atayzim, because with his actions, speech, and good thoughts, he is putting power and strength into the high worlds, holy worlds, and he's adding on light and kedusha. I am putting words in your mouth to plant heavens and to make the world a foundation. Like the Gemara says, Boinoyach means the builders. We are the ones that organize a high world. Like a person who builds something, you want to build something properly, you have to build. You have to look how you're building. If you don't build a foundation properly, the whole thing is going to collapse. God forbid, all the way around. With thoughts, speech, and actions that are not good, he destroys many powers by lumbis and worlds, high world, to no amount that could be explained. Which means the destroyers come from you. Or he, God forbid, could darken, lessen the holiness of the world. And through that, he allows the rooms, the living spaces of Tuma to be able to be exist and have extra power. Zehu, that's what it means. That's what it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu created somebody with the form of Elikim. That form is referring to the ability that somebody has to be able to create and destroy worlds. Same way, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that is all powerful on all of the powers of the world. And he organizes them and he runs them every second according to his will. A person is in charge of tens and thousands of worlds. According to his actions in every second. Meaning a person may think, well, really, I'm getting up and I'm moving, I'm influencing, yes. According to the root, the high root of his action, we'll soon see what it means, the high root of his action. There's always something connected up there that has to do with our action. And we're literally running the world. Says in the Medrash in Echa, Rav Akiva v'shem When Kal Yisrael is doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are adding kaviyachol power to Hashem. Like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates chayil, chayil the lashon of power or an army. What does that mean? That we are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the power. And when we are not doing the will of Hashem, we are lowering the power, the great power of above, the Siv, the rock who allowed you to be born, you are weakening him. Many places in the Zayar HaKadosh it says, the sins of a person makes a pegimu, makes a begam, makes a blemish. And so the opposite is true. That's what the pasuk is saying. Give power to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning of Parshas Bo, it says, when they want to be mekatrig on the actions of Klal Yisrael, al Hashem v'adei kayamin. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're being mekatrig. What does that mean? The Klal Yisrael oven oven lay kashrin. When Klal Yisrael does things that is not kosher, it's like we're weakening the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oven oven the kashrin, and we're doing good things. You haven't took for the chel of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving power to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baldok sif new oiz lelekim. With this is what it means when the pasuk says the Zayar Kadosh, give power to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bema, oiz in the kashen with good action. Give the brackets because that's the translation of Zayar Kadosh. Lochem therefore says Amar lelekim to Hashem. Lochem belekim nasachel. And so too it says with Hashem nasachel. Shapirusha balkech is kulam. Belekim means the balkech is kulam. So we see over here a tremendous thing that we are literally adding and subtracting toiches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us, gives us the ability to build and destroy worlds. And that's what it means, Tel Melikim. Perak Dalet. The Zayis Torah Sa'adam. This is the Torah of the person, page Vav. What does that mean? This is the person. He called Ish Yisrael, every person will call Yisrael. Al Yemer Beliba, you should never say in his heart, Chas V'Shalom, Kima Ani, Oma Klechi Lipol, B'Masei HaShvelim Shom Inyim Ba'ilam. Nobody should ever say, what, I'm going to do something in the world. My actions really mean, really matter something. My tefillah does something. Ech. How many of us think like that? We only think that if you're doing something major, you go by Hurricane Katrina, and you go into some shul, that there's a cesspool that bursts, and then I go ahead and grab the Sefer Torah, and I get a beautiful photo op. Then, only then, I'm doing a great action. I stood up and learned three nights in a row where I broke the ice of the mikvah. By the way, it's a beautiful action. But that's not what he's saying over here. Because he's saying now, every action of a person has to be weighted. Because we're all doing things, either to build or destroy. A person has to understand and know and be kaveya. In his mind, every second, a person's actions, thoughts, and words, is not lost. How great is his action? How high is his action? Each action goes according to its root. Do some type of influence in the highest world, by in the world and the purity of the high light. And he explains Hagah, the Karev Lishmaya. Now we can understand what it means when we say in Pirkei Avos, Shegamze Bechlal Kavanasam Ba'Avos Dam Alam Alam Lemcha. Know what is above you. Now, when you read those words Dam Alam Alam Lemcha, what do you think? Is referring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above you. He's saying, says Nefesh Chaim, not like that. Right, Sulaim, what it means to say, if you don't see the great world that comes from your action, that's the pshat. You have to know, what is the Mala Mala Mimcha? Not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of holiness that you're creating. I will take the Nemana. You have to know, with faith, Ki Koma Shanasa Mala Bailam Sal Yainim Gavik Vayim Hakom Mimcha. Da Mala Mala. Know what's above Mimcha from you. Through your actions, it comes and leaves. In truth, the person who is wise and knows this, his heart will shudder with fear and trembling. You know his actions that are not good. How far it goes to ruin and destroy with even a simple sin. Much more than Nebuchadnezzar did in Titus. And this is so important, as we started saying last week. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus didn't do any pagam in the upper world. They didn't do anything. They didn't really affect anything. They didn't do anything. They don't have a chelik in the upper world. You know, you have an employee, he's worried about getting fired. Especially because he has a colleague that's really loud and that's really gets influenced by Instagram or by Facebook. Just imagine, I'm really worried that my Rosh Yeshiva is going to fire me because I have a disgruntled parent who's going on Instagram and Facebook and social media. But the Rosh Yeshiva owns a flip phone, so it doesn't really talk to him because he doesn't look there. So over here, Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they couldn't do anything. They can't they have no power with the upper world. It doesn't affect them, so their actions are meaningless. They're meaningless. What are they doing? They don't affect anything. They just talk. Their actions are nothing. It's just empty action. As he says again, they don't have any roots in the upper world that they could affect anything. Only with our actions we weaken the power above. Our sins weaken the above mikdash. Meaning, the Beit HaMikdash on this world is really controlled by what? By a parallel spiritual Beit HaMikdash in the upper world. And our sin that we do in this world affect the spiritual world above. So there is this dual existence. The Zohar HaKadosh brings down that there is, why is it called we have Kevar Rachel, but we have Ma'ar Samachpelah. Kevar Rachel is the Rachel Tari. Ma'ar Samachpelah is the double case. What does it mean, double case? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, because it is parallel to the reward of above. These are the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. The people in the double cave have double reward. What does that mean? They have their world, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is parallel to the above world. Ramesh Shapiro explained, what does that mean? It means that their world above exactly mirrored their actions below. Meaning, there's a perfect world up there, a perfect spiritual world of what needs to be done. You have to replicate it. How do you replicate it? By your actions. And the reason why it's Maris Machpelah is because they did it exactly the same. They fulfilled that potential exactly how it's supposed to look. You know, when you want to replicate a dish, if the dish is made by a chef, you have to replicate it. To make it perfect is really hard. Or a painting. Because to get it perfectly hard, they got to paint it. The ones in the Maris Machpelah. So when we do action, and we're Matami, the Beit HaMikdash Lamala, so the whole Beit HaMikdash Lamala is just destroyed. We ruined it. And therefore, the Beit HaMikdash down here is just doesn't really have any power, because up there, it lost its power. Because of that, there was no more power. There was nothing guarding this Beit HaMikdash. This Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because it was held up by the Beit HaMikdash above. Our Beit HaMikdash is just opposite, it corresponds to the Beit HaMikdash above. Like Chazal say, you basically ground something that was ground already. You can't saw sawdust. It was already destroyed. Why did they destroy it? It didn't do anything. You took away the battery. You take a tank and you take out the chip. What are you going to destroy? There's nothing left. You take out the battery, you take out the transmission, you take out the engine, you take out the computer chip. There's nothing to replicate. Metal. Thank you very much. With our sins, we destroyed the upper Beit HaMikdash. What did they destroy? It's just a structure. This is what David HaMelech davened. What does that mean? He wanted that Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, the Goyim, Yamach Shaman, the Zichrob, their actions should be considered like they did something really wrong, that they destroyed the upper world. That's what David HaMelech wants. David HaMelech says they destroyed the base of victors. Consider it like they did destroy the upper world. But it wasn't considered. Kadosh Baruch Hu said they didn't do anything. Their actions are just nothing. Basically, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? They did or we did? We did. Because we destroyed the real Beis HaMikdash up there. And that held all the real components. The DNA of the Beis HaMikdash was, you know how you go, there are certain places you go in the world today. That there are, even in Pennsylvania, there are places, there are mansions that are just, nobody goes in. They think about Rome. You have places where Be'etzim you could build up. Communities that just everybody left, either because there was something with your quality or there was no jobs and people left. Whatever happened. You Be'etzim could bring stuff back, but it's just there are no mazel there anymore. So nobody lived there. You could go buy it, but nobody just, there's no community. There's nothing there. Technically, you could go back and try to restart again. So over here, you had a base of mixage. It was just, there's nothing left to it. The structure. So they didn't do anything. It explains further. Person has the heart has to shudder. How do we affect? Because our DNA has to have it. Meaning, the only way we could affect something if it's we have shaykhus to it. The only way we could affect something if we have shaykhus, our spiritual DNA has to have the spiritual components of the Beis HaMikdash in it as well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to affect it. Like we're going to explain in the sixth parak, Vasharbi parakei, and the second gate, the fifth parak. Shein hema kodesh v'mikdash aliyin. They're the high mikdash. V'aliv shel adam and seisa degufa who kolyus akol negar beis kashya gadoshim. Emta yishuv evin shesia. He says an amazing thing. We are a beis hamikdash, our soul, our body holds the beis hamikdash. So the same way the beis hamikdash is the physical beis hamikdash in this world. And he was that spiritual Beis HaMikdash in the upper world. Our guf is like the physical Beis HaMikdash. And what holds our guf? Our thoughts, our neshama. So our heart, which is connected to the machshava of a person, the thoughts of a person, that is the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the person. That is the Evin Shasi. Evin Shasi is the stone which the entire world came from. And that's where the Beis HaMikdash in the Kodesh HaKodeshim was the place of the Evin Shasi. It holds within it all the holiness, the same way the Evin Shasi is where the world started, the Gemara brings down Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. So too, the entire world of the person is from the heart. That's what it means, your heart has to be mechuvin, connected to the Kashi Kedashim. What does that mean? So simply will mean that a person has to know where the Kashi Kedashim is. So you should face Mizrach if you're on the part of the world where we are. That when you face Mizrach, you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But he's saying a much deeper pshat. He's saying our heart has to be mechuvin. We have to understand that our heart is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is the spiritual Kodesh HaKadoshim of the person. That's what it means. We're going to end with the next paragraph. We're going to quote a Zohar HaKadosh in Chazal that says, Toch Hazit. Come and see. Kad Baruch Kushabrichu Bar Nosh Ba'alma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person in the world, Afkin Goy Kegavna Iloh Yakira, he created him with a, likewise, a high world. The Hevei Cheli V'Sukvei Be'emtei Isa Degufa, the Tamashaya Liba, and he put his power in the middle of his body, which over there rests the heart. In that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Avad Leichad Gufa, he made one body. And the lave, the heart rests in the middle. The Tufa, the Hula, that is the strength of everything. The Kulam Beit Talion, and everything is dependent on the heart. The Heichel Beit Kashi HaGadoshim, the Tam Shkina, the Kavar, the Grubim of Aaron, Vahu Liba, the Chol Arva, Omo, Mehafa is Zanu. The same way the Kadosh HaGadoshim is the heart of the whole Beit Mikdash, and everything comes from it, so too the person's heart. So Ayin Sham Ba'orech, and he says Zir at length. So it's a tremendous thing that he's saying over here, that a person's heart is really the Kadosh HaGadoshim. And Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't really affect anything. They didn't do anything to the body. A person gets a scratch, okay, it heals. It's not really the essence. But a person's heart and soul, the heart of the person, the brain of the person, that's the essence of the individual. That's really what the person is. And that, in a spiritual sense, he's saying, we are the Beit HaMikdash, our hearts and souls, because we're connected to the spiritual Beit HaMikdash above. So in review, what did we learn in this year? He explained step one, that we have power. We have the power to build and destroy worlds. That's step one. Goyim don't have the power to build and destroy worlds, and that's why in the Beit HaMikdash, even as he's going to say, Titus brought a prostitute in the Beit HaMikdash, didn't do anything. Didn't really affect anything because they don't have a power to affect worlds. So being that we have the power to affect worlds, we have to realize and value every step of our actions. David HaMelech wanted the Goyim to be able to affect the world. He wanted it that they should be punished as if, but the truth is their actions didn't really affect the world. That was step one. Step number two, he's explaining, the only way we could affect worlds is if our spiritual makeup is the same as one of those upper worlds. And the next step, he says, the Beit HaMikdash, which is really held up above in the upper worlds, being that we affect the upper worlds, so we have to have the spiritual component of the Beit HaMikdash. And the same way the Beit HaMikdash has the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too we are a quasi Beit HaMikdash, and our heart, which it refers to our mind, our thoughts, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mr. Shem will continue after Pesach with the Nefesh HaChaim Shir. Thank you, Rabbi, for coming. Thank you for your support. For Yisrael Meir Chay.